Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, 85-year-old Nancy Pelosi will not be seeking re-election in 2026, marking the end of her term in Congress. I guess she could finally retire now that she's the most profitable stock trader in the history of America, making hundreds of millions of dollars. We are living in a world so corrupt that Martha Stewart went to prison for insider trading, but Pelosi did not. I guess one had congressional privilege and the other one didn't. Moving on, here's the difference between white guys dating black girls and black guys dating white girls. Why does this happen? Usually money is a motivating factor in both situations. The picture on the right looks like it was taken 2 weeks before the tax filing deadline. Maybe it's also that black guys got sick and tired of black women's attitude. Funny how black women's attitude just disappears like magic when they're dating a white dude. Number 3, Sophie Rain is retired from corn and OF, and now will begin growing corn on a farm as she opens up the second chapter of her life. Now that she made $76 million from OF, she can retire and try to rediscover her innocence. That $76 million went down to $35 million after taxes. I'm predicting that her third chapter will be coming back to OF and corn. They always seem to return. She's probably trying to get a conservative country boy, but I suspect that she's only going to get some simp. Up next in China, wives can no longer take their husband's property after they get divorced. This will work to keep couples married, but it's not going to work to boost the fertility rates. I also think that China is lying about having 1.4 billion people. Their total fertility rate in the year 2000 was 1.22, but it was then revised to 1.8. I wouldn't be surprised if their population never actually reached a billion people, thanks to the one-child policy and the Great Leap Backwards. Number 5, former Spicy Content star Lana Rhoades wants all of her videos removed from the internet, and claims that she was groomed and broke when she started. Maybe if she gives back the millions of dollars she has to as a show of good faith, people might actually take her seriously. Also, she's only 28. She looks more like she's 38. You know what they say, it's not the age that makes you look old, but the mileage. She could have just worked at Wendy's, but instead chose to be the dumpster behind Wendy's. Moving on, ChatGPT will now stop giving health and legal advice. I guess doctors and lawyers are scared of being replaced or something. Besides, ChatGPT is trained off of Reddit, so I'll just get my health and legal advice from that source instead. Every single doctor I mentioned to that I read health information online got pissed off at me. I think they missed the good old days when they used to have a God complex because they were the only way to fix your health. Number 7, so this is where we are. Where if a woman is single and refusing to date, then she's focusing on self-care. But if a man is doing the same, then he's considered bitter. And I'm sure women will call him an incel and ask him, who hurt you? They hate men going their own way and call us misogynists because we won't hand over our resources and attention to women for free on a silver platter. Women don't see you as independent. They see you like one of their slaves or servants that ended up getting away from the plantation. Up next, and it's not just women that feel this way. This guy says that if you're 18 with an amazing business plan, no bank will actually loan you $100,000. But if you're 18 with no work ethic and plan to go to college where you'll get drunk while going for a gender studies degree, every bank will loan you $100,000. Of course, they want dumb indentured servants and not free men. Plus, student loans are secured by the government and business debt is not. So that might have something to do with it as well. Number 9, a survey finds that 91% of people are no longer friends with someone they once called their best friend. Why does this happen? Is it because people grow and change or their interests go in different directions? And of course, it's a picture of two women. I'm still best friends with someone from high school, but it's true that they're actually friends that I had before that I stopped talking to before that point. But what I want to know is who are the 9% of people that never had any friends? Moving on, someone says they started dating a weather girl and it's nice to be with a woman that's wrong most of the time. But of course, she'll never admit it. The chance of her admitting it is less than 10%. And when she does admit it, I'm sure she's going to rain down on you like a storm. Forecasting the weather is like being an economist. Both of them tell you what they think will happen, but they're almost always wrong. The weather girls are right more often, though. Number 11, how do you guys feel about self-checkouts? I don't know about you, but for me it's faster than waiting in a regular line, especially if I only have a few items and want to get in and out of there as quickly as possible. The only downside is that they're actually slow boomers in the self-checkout lines at Costco, and I have avoidant personality disorder, so the lack of human contact is quite the relief for me. Up next, here's the difference between China's nuclear energy boom and Germany completely phasing out their reactors. Now, Germany burns more coal and China burns an even crazier amount of it. Germany has, however, installed a ton of solar power. And what's the point of decommissioning nuclear plants that are already built? One of them they even converted into an amusement park for kids. I kid you not. No pun intended. Number 13, here's a picture of Diplo and the dork. Diplo says he had a relationship with Justin Trudeau. Diplo was also involved with Katy Perry, and is that her in the background as a witness or something? Ultimately, this one is just AI, but when Diplo said he had a relationship with Trudeau, Trudeau never said anything to correct him. The first picture, this one, is definitely real. News reports say that Diplo was actually trolling the media. Moving on, at least Justin Trudeau is with Katy Perry these days. Look at the wife of Canada's current prime minister. She's an unattractive woman, and she dresses horribly wearing shoes that look like Crocs at official state functions. Both of them also have shark eyes and that dead look inside. Her more than him. She probably also hates it in Canada and probably prefers to move back to London or New York. She has a face that can turn milk sour. Number 15, what's your favorite Dolph Lundgren film? For me, it was always Universal Soldier. I love that movie so much that I made it part of my trip to the Southwest to visit as many of the filming locations as possible. The film was like the original Tremors film as well. Both were great, but they spun off dozens of straight-to-VHS home movies instead of just making proper sequels. At least Tremors 2 tried. The worst Lundgren film, in my opinion, is Johnny Mnemonic. Up next, is it true that, like it or not, every girl thinks about black men? Judging by this graphic that shows you the reply rate from women to male senders on dating apps, it's obvious that black and Indian men are the least thought about by most women, and they're the least likely to contact them back. White men have the highest rates of being replied to. I bet she wouldn't like it if a man said that every woman thinks about white men, which based on this is more likely to be true. Number 17, here's what many women think about men. They get off on the fact that they can falsely accuse a man of raping them 35 years ago with no evidence and destroy his life. And they wonder why men don't want to date or get married anymore. Luckily for us, this account is actually satire. But you just know that there are huge chunks of the female population that think like this for real. Also, she doesn't look all that attractive and only a desperate man would grope her. Moving on, more property in London is owned by Indians than British people. Is this reverse colonization? I believe that in the investing world, this is called exit liquidity, and the place looks ready for a real estate crash. But this also looks like amateur hour because in the city of Brampton, just outside of Toronto, Indians own 80 to 90% of the property there, and they bought most of it in the last 25 years. Number 19, this one says that 30 years ago, parents hoped their daughters would marry a good man, but that nowadays parents hope their sons marry a good woman. Unfortunately, there aren't enough good women to go around, and women won't settle for anything less than a good man either. So the sexes are stuck in a stalemate while the population slowly crashes. In another 30 years, parents are going to hope their sons marry biological women because of the rise of trans people today. Up next, 85% of things we worry about never actually happen. That's fine because it's always better to be prepared than to be blindsided. Worrying about things and thinking about them over and over again can save you in times of turmoil. It's important to have a plan for when things go wrong. Otherwise, when something bad happens 15% of the time, you won't know how to handle the situation. Remember that 15% of the things we worry about have a 100% chance of happening. Number 21, if you were gifted one of these houses, which one would you choose? For me, it would definitely have to be number 4, because I'd enjoy a house on the water and also have an affinity for beachfront property. If I was interested in status and impressing people, then I would have to take house number 5. I don't even like pools. I just have that pool to make people envious. Besides, most people these days prefer houses that look ultra-modern like number 5. Moving on, here's the difference between a woman with and without a paternal figure in her life. I guess the moral of the story is that women who smoke weed are not wifey material or something. I choose not to get married, but if I had to pick, I'd rather marry a pothead than a boozer. Also, from what I've seen in the past, the ones that don't smoke also end up cheating. Women need a vice or they're going to shove another man schwing-schwang into them. Number 23, Millie Bobby Brown, has filed harassment and bullying charges against David Harbour. I'm not surprised. But it still has yet to be confirmed because this is from the Daily Mail and it hasn't been verified yet. He's a notorious leftist creep, and even his famous single mother wife, Lily Allen, has just filed for divorce. Apparently he cheated on her. He also has Trump derangement syndrome, and during the Screen Actors Guild Awards, badmouth Trump. optics, if you've got a teenage son, you no longer have to worry about his female teachers trying to hook up with him. If he has a girlfriend, beware of the mother instead. In this case, a mother groomed her teen daughter's ex-boyfriend and became pregnant with his baby. I bet that given the way the world is going, this 14-year-old boy is going to have to pay child support to his rapist. And they always use language like she slept with them to describe women raping younger guys. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to Tara Reid? Did someone lock her up in a tanning booth for 5 years straight? Obviously this isn't real, and here's what she actually looks like these days. But it's too late because her skin has already been sun damaged. I'm sharing this to show everyone that the number one thing you can do to remain looking young for longer is to stay out of the sun. I look at least 5 years younger because of that. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new... Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.